TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
Back in the sports bar, we appreciate you checking in at 95.7 FM, AM 950, The Fan Rochester and the Odyssey iHeartRadio, or tune in apps. You can always get us on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. You can even watch the sports bar on our video stream, up and rolling on our YouTube channel and on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. And that's a good place to go back if you miss any part of the show you may have missed, along with the Odyssey app with our rewind feature. We're going to talk to Andy Behrens, the deep shot, some week 10 fantasy football talk coming up later on this hour. And we're working to get Brendan Tobin from WQAM in Miami on with us here to learn the latest out of Miami, a Miami team that recently fired their general manager, a Miami team who, you know, has had coaches certainly on thin ice as well. And a Miami team who really, you know, what's the future of Tua Tagovailoa? All things we want to find out when we get Brendan on with us here shortly.
Yeah, no doubt. Time for your calls on the other end of it at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. Are you watching Thursday Night Football or are you watching the NFL tonight? The NFL, this...
Am I watching this the S word or am I watching Thursday Night Football? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I will start with the S word. And if I have a negative experience early on, I will very quickly pivot to the NFL. But I'll give it the benefit of the doubt tonight. Mm-hmm. I'll start with the S word, and I have no problem switching over to Prime to watch tonight's Thursday night game in Denver with the Raiders coming in. Another divisional matchup that we're, of course, paying close attention to and talking about all week as the Bills travel down to Miami. That's where we're headed now. It's our buddy Brendan Tobin, co-host of Tobin and Leroy at WQAM in Miami, our Odyssey Sports sister station. Brendan, it's good having you on with us as always. And man, we're looking at this matchup and the season is as it's gone so far for Miami, and you lose your GM and the head coach is talking kind of incoherently a lot of the time. And we're just kind of wondering what the hell's going on down there.
So we're all wondering what is going on down here. Who's in charge? Who has the direction that we're going in? It's been an absolute mess. It's been an absolute mess that, you know, worst case scenario was a possibility this year for sure. But every nightmare has become reality for the Dolphins. And, you know, you mentioned Chris Greer finally being let go. I don't think Dolphin fans ever thought they'd finally see the day where that happened. And now you're kind of wondering, all right, what's the next step? Does anybody want this job? Is Mike McDaniel sticking around? We don't know yet. We're now left in the next level of murkiness.
Yeah, well, if you really want to hire the best candidate for GM, wouldn't you want that GM to hire his own coach? Or is McDaniel going to have, like, explain that to us why that Mike McDaniel is still on, other than, all right, maybe this is sign of a kind of a secret soft tank here. Let's, you know, inevitably he's going to lose his job at the end of the year.
I don't know what the reasoning that you could have to keep Mike around, other than Stephen Ross's MO his entire time as the owner is he doesn't like to purely clean house. He always does, you know, fire the coach, keep the general manager, keep the general manager, fire the coach, keep the general manager, then hire somebody above the general manager. Like, he always likes to keep some familiarity around him. And I do think that Mike is a likable guy. I think that he's, he will work well with others no matter who the person is. You know, he's had three different defensive coordinators. One was inherited, one was Vic Fangio, then the next he gets to finally hire a guy in Weaver. Nobody, I think, really complained about working with him, you know, but I don't think everything was – it's not probably the best position to put a coach in those shoes to start his career. So I think it's just with Stephen Ross, he doesn't have this comfortability to just break off of everybody and go in a completely blind direction. That scares him more than just keeping somebody familiar around and hoping that a new combination of the Rubik's Cube will solve everything.
Brendan, is McDaniel well? And I'm asking because when we first knew of him and he first got this job, he was viewed as this bright, articulate, funny, clever, egghead kind of offensive genius. And when we hear him now, he reminds me of the Brad Pitt character from True Romance. I don't know if I'm dating myself with that, but he's the guy on the couch is like, hey, yeah, you go up and get some snacks or something. He just feels and looks like a guy who has had the soul sucked out of him. And I'm sure that losing as many games as they've lost the last few years will do that to you. But is he well?
No, he is not. He's definitely wearing the struggles of his team on his face, and then definitely with his mouth at the podium. Like, look, I do pregame for our station. I cut every Mike McDaniel press conference. It's pure torture for me every week. Like, you guys know on radio, you want like 20, 30 seconds if it's juicy. It's impossible with him. Every answer is 3 minutes long. Everything is just, it's like, you know, how coaches always like to be efficient with his time. Every press conference is 25 minutes. You're just like, why? He was asked something about Tua this week. It was a 5-minute answer and none of it was coherent. I just don't know. I think there's just there's part of him that's a very intelligent man, and so he wants to get all of the thoughts out, but none of them come out coherent. And he's definitely gone from more sad rambling from the funny quips. We don't get as many funny quips anymore because things aren't funny when you only have two wins.
Yeah, we're talking to our buddy Brandon Tobin, WQAM in Miami, as the Bills are playing the Dolphins this coming Sunday. If McDaniel isn't back, where does this kind of leave Tua? Because with his contract, you could make the argument, all right, give him one more shot, but then you know, a new head coach might not want that. So, or a new GM might not want that. So, Tua, does he survive all of this?
It's a great question because they do have so much invested in him. I think that Tua's had a lot of missteps this year. Not only that he's playing his worst football, but he also has had foot and mouth syndrome of just like the worst press conferences you've ever heard this year. Always been an honest guy, but just really doesn't have the temperature of when to turn things down. I've said that with him, instead of being a fire extinguisher, he's been a gasoline can. So like, it just, he always just makes the fire worse. And I think that's turned a lot of people off. Even his most staunch defenders have been like, come on, man. Like, there's nothing. I consider myself a guy who's like, you know, back to a think he can be good, right system. No, he's dealt with a lot of adversity, but even I can't defend some of the things he's gone up there and said. And then you add on top of it, his number one thing that he's always had is his accuracy, and he's damn, you know, leading the league, if not damn near leading the league in interceptions. He can't take care of the football, and they're always coming at the most back-breaking times. You guys remember from the last time the Dolphins and Bills squared off. Like, you know, that was just, you know, that's been really, really rough to see from him this year. And I don't really, you know, I feel like Tua's always kind of had that small margin of error. Like, if things aren't right for him, then it can turn disastrous. So I don't know if it's a confidence. I don't know if it's physical. I don't know if it's just the league catching up with him. I don't know if it's all three of those things blended, but it's really just come together as this Molotov cocktail of a disastrous season for him. And I just don't know if the fan base would tolerate if it keeps going down this path, if there's no bounce back from him, if they don't shine up the record and he doesn't look a lot better. I don't know how you could bring him back. And I know that that's tough at the numbers that he's at, but I think that any fan base here would take ex journeyman quarterback on a prove it deal or some rookie, even if it was a year of Quinn Ewers, to really tank this thing and go. I just don't know if it continues to go down this path, how Dolphin fans would tolerate that. There's already a lot of people flying banners every game, you know, not buying tickets at the same rate. It would be tough to bring him back if he keeps this up the rest of the year.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Brendan, walk us through how the Eagles were able to acquire Jalen Phillips from Miami, because with Greer gone, I'm wondering, like, is Howie Roseman a predator? Did he just see an opportunity here? There's no GM. We can get whoever we want as long as we offer a third. How did that all go down, and how did Jalen Phillips end up in Philadelphia?
Well, I think the thing is with Jalen Phillips is he is an unbelievably talented guy. He is a physical freak, but he's also had some really catastrophic injuries the last 2 years. He tore his Achilles a couple of years ago. He beat science, comes back at the start of last year. And then your friend up there, Jordan Poyer, friendly fire, hits him and hits his own teammate at the knee and takes him out for the rest of that year. So he basically missed two straight years with injuries. He's going into his fifth-year option this year. And, you know, he's been around the quarterback. He hasn't quite had the impact. There was one game against the Chargers this year where he really could have had a big hit on Justin Herbert, couldn't bring him down. And so I think the Dolphins are just kind of at this place where, like, are we really going to extend this guy? I don't think so. And so that's why they felt the need to move on from him. Now, they did take on the brunt of his contract this year to shine up and get the pick up to a third rounder. But Vic Fangio loved him when he was down here. He's an A-plus character guy. Like, you know, you want to talk about just a pillar of the community. So anybody, any team would love to have him on there. I mean, I still remember him and your boy Greg Rousseau on the Canes, the way those guys would wreck shop. I mean, they were so intimidating, but it was just kind of an unfortunate economics of the team right now. They don't have the resources to really pay a guy with his injury history and whatever he's going to be asking for in the open market. So that's why he became available.
I thought for Buffalo, Rasul Douglas had a really nice half season. That was a couple years ago. They picked him up at the trade deadline from Green Bay, but then kind of ran its course, and he was out there for a long time. Now in Miami, seeing reports that he's not healthy, maybe he doesn't play in this game. So Douglas or whoever is going to be at that corner, is that something the Bills might be able to take advantage of?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the secondary coming into the season, I mean, they got Rasul Douglas very, very late into it. I think he was signed maybe the week of right before the season started, with them kind of flirting with each other all off season. And He immediately became basically their best cornerback, and he's had a lot of impact plays for them. So if he's not good to go, that's already going to take a big chunk out of an already depleted part of the team. You know, Storm Duck's been hurt this year. He was their third cornerback, and then, you know, with all the injuries they had, with Artie Burns going down, Kader Kohu going down, he was vaulted to being a number one guy, then he got hurt. So they basically got, like, Jack Jones, who's a little inconsistent, talented but inconsistent, and then Ethan Bonner, who's kind of a training camp wonder every year, super fast, but hasn't really blossomed the way people thought. He's also had a lot of hamstring injuries that has hindered his season. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, those boys are going to feast, and especially knowing how, you know, Josh loves to get to the tight ends on the outside with those short throws. These guys have been prone to missing tackles a lot on the outside for the Dolphins. So that definitely can spell a recipe for disaster, although with Josh Allen against the Dolphins, pretty much anything does.
Jones is a guy that I remember from the first time these two teams met. You referenced the game in week three. He seemed like he had a pretty good game for the Dolphins defense against the Bills, and that was a 10-point win for the Bills. And I'm trying to figure out what Dolphins team shows up, because I'm trying to figure out how they beat the Falcons the way they did just a couple of weeks ago before looking kind of sleepless. And I guess they were moving the ball relatively well against the Ravens between the 20s, but just didn't have that killer instinct, couldn't close it. Mistakes happened in the red zone. Which Dolphins team do you think, does this trend continue where they look bad one week, look good one week, look bad the next? Do they're due to look good against the Bills? Is that what we should expect?
When are they ever due to look good against the Bills, boys? Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were good against them in week three. I mean, that was one Tua interception away from being a lot closer for comfort than a lot of Bills fans wanted.
I understand. I think the thing that's been frustrating, and you could actually go back to that, because I remember that I believe they were tied, and then Zach Sealer had like a terrible penalty running into the kicker.
Correct.
And that ended up leading to a go-ahead touchdown. And that's kind of been the story of the year. There's been some butt kickings they've taken, like, you know, the Colts, which I guess doesn't look as embarrassing now, seeing how good Indy's season has been. But, you know, it's just been whenever they've had the opportunity to take control of a game, they will have some kind of error, whether that be a turnover, whether that be a back-breaking penalty. The Dolphins just can't get out of their own way. Outside of the Falcons game that you referenced, even the Jets game, they got bit. I mean, they won that by the skin of their teeth. They won that game super close. So we've really only seen one performance from them this year that was like, oh man, that was a great team effort all around, and they played good football. That was the Falcons win against perhaps a washed Kirk Cousins. But I just don't have the faith the Dolphins can play a full game, certainly against a team that's had their number, without a back-breaking penalty or turnover or somewhere along the way, you know, making some kind of error. And these guys just, I don't know, the Bills just always seem to have an ability to get into his head, and they, you know, with your guys pinning their ears back against this depleted O-line. I mean, other than Patrick Paul on the line, everybody else is pretty much a question mark. It's a bunch of backups and rookies who haven't played very well. So the Dolphins are going to need, I think, if they have a shot, they're going to need Josh Allen to help them do that. And he just doesn't do that against them. Like, they're going to need one of those, you know, year two Josh Allen time bomb games if they were to actually have a shot. And that just hasn't been the case. The Dolphins have been able to out-mistake every team they've taken on.
Brian, last one, and it's a little offbeat, but you brought up the Canes, right? Give us kind of like the power rankings of South Florida sports right now. Like, what are people most interested in? Like, in Los Angeles, it's clearly the Lakers and then the Dodgers, in my opinion. You know, the Dodgers are winning here. But, like, how are the Canes second? Are they first? Are the Marlins last?
Where are your Panthers on this list, Brandon?
I would say right now the Dolphins disaster is like the number one topic. Then I would say the Heat, because the season has just started. People are kind of pumped about how the team is looking. I would say the Panthers right now would be after that, just because, you know, they're struggling a little bit, but they're still the champs. You respect them, you know, but they have big injuries with Barkov being out and Kachuk being out. So you're kind of wondering, like, is the three-peat really a possibility right now? The Canes probably were above the Panthers as they started things up, but that's another one. It's just kind of like same old Canes. You get these impressive signature wins to start the season. You beat any Canes fan would have started the season. You tell me you beat Notre Dame, Florida State, your three most hated rivals in program history. You're like, come on, this year's going to be gravy. And they still somehow are able to blow it with some rando ACC losses. And that's what their existence in the Atlantic Coast Conference has been. So once they kind of, you know, the Canes, I would say, are kind of like the most bandwagon team in town. Like once they don't really have a shot, people tend to be like, all right, that's cool. We'll catch you next year. Whereas everybody else, people will kind of be in the foxhole a little bit more with them. It's a lot more fleeting with the Canes recently. The Panthers have got their diehards, no doubt. The Heat, you know, that's just kind of been engraved from D. Wade. Everybody's wondering. I think a lot of people were a little checked out on this year, and they were kind of digging the way that the season has started. You know, that's been an interesting one. The Dolphins are the heritage team. Everybody cares about it. About are they ever going to get back on track? But it's like the Dolphins, you could talk about the good, you could talk about the bad. People always want to talk about them. It's just, but unfortunately, been, you know, a quarter century of just ineptitude.
Carson Beck, worthy of a first round pick in the draft come April?
Man, if you would have asked me that 4 weeks in, I would have said, yeah, he looks like Cam Ward 2.0. But he has been. I will say the Georgia fans are laughing a little bit at the Canes fan because we're like, yeah, hey, we told you the critical interceptions, and then he's just got a little bit of a lack of accountability to him that I don't dig. Like Cam Ward, whatever Titans fans are thinking about Cam Ward, you even saw that one of their guys got traded and said, hey, Cam Ward's going to be the lead. Cam Ward never made an excuse ever and never will. He's just an A-plus guy, even with his defense being terrible last year. And he's just like, yeah, I would love to have my franchise behind that guy. I just don't know if Carson Beck's got like that to him. I would say, you know, this is a team that's behind Reuben Bain and the way that he goes. Even Malachi Toney, the freshman, and the way that he plays and the attitude he plays with, and Mark Fletcher, those guys are more the heartbeat of the team than I would say Carson Beck is.
Brandon, tell our audience about your show, what time we can catch it inside the Odyssey app.
Yeah, you guys catch me every single weekday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with my guy Leroy Horde. We have fun. We talk all things Miami sports and shenanigans. You guys talk about this weirdo Tom Brady cloning his dog. That's definitely him trying to re-age himself, right? Like he's coming back for another run. Right.
What a weirdo. Like he's just a psycho. Right? How many thousands and thousands of dogs are available for adoption at a shelter? And this guy's cloning his dog, weirdo.
Telling you, dude, this is definitely a ploy for him to come back to win more Super Bowls. I can't put my finger on it yet. He's got some like Frankenstein doctor in the basement somewhere working on it. I'm telling you.
Brendan, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your week.
See you guys.
You got it. There's Brendan Tobin, WQAM in Miami, the Tobin and Leroy show in the Odyssey app.
Got Andy Behrens on deck here.
That's right. Let's talk some fantasy football. Week 10 gets underway tonight in Denver with the Raiders visiting the Broncos. Andy will set your lineup for you and get you a winner in Week 10 next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.